KSL News Time 6:29. Let's keep you up to date on your ride into work on a Monday morning. And how are things looking, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, they're actually in pretty good shape on I-15 through the Salt Lake Valley. We do have a crash out in West Valley, though, on 4700 South and 5600 West. Northbound got some injuries, and I did see some flashing lights from the 5400 South intersection looking north towards 47, so be prepared for some possible delays there. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 rolling along fine now after that earlier accident just before Pleasant Grove Boulevard, northbound and southbound without crashes or delays, and city streets still filling in Provo and Orem this point of the morning. Heather?
Biggest issue we've got through Weber and Davis County is the drive for anybody trying to get into Hill Air Force Base. You're going to have a lot of congestion in Layton and also in Roy trying to get into those gates, but I-15, US 89, Legacy Parkway, all at good speeds with dry road conditions. This Friday, at the Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. Friday, 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We're starting off chilly. Let's get the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Big storm over the first part of the weekend. Cleared out a little bit. Mild yesterday. Hit to 45. Today, we're right back up there. 43 with a mix of sun and some high cloud cover. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Still another fairly mild day where we get above 40, hits 41 for our Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 11.
Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We're starting off chilly. Let's get the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Big storm over the first part of the weekend. Cleared out a little bit. Mild yesterday. Hit to 45. Today we're right back up there. 43 with a mix of sun and some high cloud cover. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Still another fairly mild day where we get above 40, hits 41 for our Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 11.
Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We're starting off chilly. Let's get the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Big storm over the first part of the weekend. Cleared out a little bit. Mild yesterday. Hit to 45. Today we're right back up there. 43 with a mix of sun and some high cloud cover. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Still another fairly mild day where we get above 40, hits 41 for our Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 11.
Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We're starting off chilly. Let's get the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Big storm over the first part of the weekend. Cleared out a little bit. Mild yesterday. Hit to 45. Today we're right back up there. 43 with a mix of sun and some high cloud cover. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Still another fairly mild day where we get above 40, hits 41 for our Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 11.
Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We're starting off chilly. Let's get the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Big storm over the first part of the weekend. Cleared out a little bit. Mild yesterday. Hit to 45. Today we're right back up there. 43 with a mix of sun and some high cloud cover. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Still another fairly mild day where we get above 40, hits 41 for our Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 11.
Traffic Center.